Okay, then I'll proceed and give you a brief report on the meeting of the University Healthcare System Committee, which occurred yesterday here at UIC. Joining me for that meeting were Trustees Fitzgerald, Reyes, and McMillan. The committee approved the minutes of the last meeting of our committee, which was held on March 14th, 2017. The committee then reviewed and recommended agenda items 3, 19, 27, and 28, which included changes to the HIPAA privacy and security compliance policy, naming the Posen Plaza at the College of Pharmacy in Chicago, approving the project for the lower level simulation laboratory in the College of Nursing in Chicago, and purchase and renewal recommendations. There were no objections to these items going to the full board for a vote. We then heard about some exciting collaborations and innovations that are occurring at the Jump Trading Simulation and Education Center in Peoria. This center logs over 10,500 event hours each year, and the collaborative efforts that were highlighted focused on using the medical simulation space to inspire youth and young adults in communities around the state to spark their interest in healthcare careers. Some of the specific programs that were highlighted including a pre-med immersive program that caters to downstate students who are interested in careers in healthcare to introduce them to the regional medical campuses, a program that uses virtual reality to inform individuals about health issues, and a software program that was developed to help teach anatomy to medical students in Peoria. The medical visualization and educational gaming that occurs at the center allow medical insights to reach a new generation of students. The committee then heard a report from our chief medical officer, Dr. Bud Pigon, who provided an update on the credentialing process with new review issues, which were requested earlier by the UHS committee. I would like to personally thank Trustee Pat Fitzgerald for his input on this project. Next, the committee received an update on the Illinois Surgical Quality Improvement Collaborative. This update highlighted improvements that have been made in the surgical processes at the University of Illinois Hospital, such as more communicative operating rooms, a culture change in preoperative dietary preparation, plans to develop a stronger surgical quality infrastructure, and plans to engage with certain specialties to improve recovery after surgery. Dr. Bill Chamberlain provided a compliance report that covered issues related to concurrent surgeries and contract management and new policies implemented by the hospital based on the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons guidelines. Finally, Dr. Avijit Ghosh provided the committee with a CEO report that highlighted recent highly praised recognition that the University of Illinois Hospital has received for their stroke and cardiology programs. Dr. Ghosh reported that the financial standing of the hospital is stronger now than it was at this time last year. The hospital has received almost 3,000 transfers from outside hospitals, and clinic visits are up. Length of stay is improving, which indicates better efficiency. Days of cash on hand have increased from a nadir of 79 and now stand at 109, significant improvement. The hospital maintained their A rating from Standard & Poor's despite the uncertainty that existed at the time due to the lack of a state budget. The committee then briefly went into executive session to discuss minutes of meetings lawfully closed under the Open Meetings Act. And finally, the next meeting of the committee is scheduled for Wednesday, September 6th at 12:30 p.m. in Urbana. Happy to take questions or comments. Okay.